In Zimbabwe, High Court Judge Benjamin Peradza was released on bail Tuesday, one day after his arrest, on charges of obstructing the course of justice. Before being released, Judge Peradza had to pay $545 in bail and surrender his passport. Judge Peradza is the first sitting judge in Zimbabwe's history to be arrested and charged with corruption. He is accused of trying to influence his fellow judges to rule in favor of his friend and partner in a safari business, Russell Lushane, who is charged with murder. The judge is accused of telephoning three judges in Zimbabwe's second city, Bulawayo, and asking them to release Mr. Lushane's passport to allow him to travel overseas to market their hunting and safari business. Mr. Lushane's French passport is being held by the government ahead of his trial. The prosecution told the court that Judge Peradza informed one of his colleagues that if Mr. Lushane's passport were not released, he, Judge Peradza, would lose $60,000. Judge Peradza's lawyer, Jonathan Sankangi, says his client denies the charges against him. The lawyer dismissed them as pure harassment. Last month, Judge Peradza displeased government supporters by ordering the release of the opposition mayor of Harare, Elias Mudzuri, who had been arrested for holding a meeting without police permission. Constitutional expert Pierson Nerere said Tuesday that under Zimbabwe's constitution, judges accused of misdeeds should not be arrested, but should first be brought before a tribunal appointed by the Chief Justice. After his release, Judge Peradza said he intended to return to work. He described his night in the police cell as uncomfortable. He said he shared a cell meant for six people with 14 others. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.